Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
really die.
Die. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Joan Jett covering the Kinks there. We started that long Kinks block dedicated to Cal Cali with Kinks Waterloo Sunset, State of Confusion, Better Things, Days, and we had Dave Davies, Perfect Strangers, Piebald, Boston Band doing Strangers, and Joan Jett right there. And I have a request from Belinda Jenkins. How are you doing, babe? She wants to hear Harry Chapin. I appreciate his stuff. It's kind of folky for me. And the song she asked for, Taxi, is almost 7 minutes long. I'll give you a short Harry Chapin, okay? Since you're one of the only ones requesting. I need requests. You can catch me on Facebook like she did, Brian Young, or you can call me, 855-915-9636. I'll give her some Harry. How about this one? Dirty Old Man on MFO.
In the 60s, I wrote about 400 songs before anybody paid any attention. Oh. And they fit into two categories.
I guess he talks here.
My protest songs, which I was known as Gapin' Chapin' in those days. And my protest songs
something.
Had the implication behind them. If only the world was as truly wonderful as I am, there'd be no problems. And somehow these didn't go over very well. And then I had my cool macho stud ballads. These were songs rather desperately intended to get someone of the opposite sex horizontal for an extended period of time with me. And I will demonstrate why you never heard of me in the 60s. This is one verse of one song of that, the cool macho stud period, okay? I've had pretty women in my day. Yeah, those long-haired beauties simply ran my way. I treat them rotten, they just love me more. And when they gave me trouble, I just showed them the door. I'm a dirty old man, and I don't give a damn. Where were you guys during the 60s, man?
Day. Came to the world in the usual way, but there are planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. He was talking for a minute, and as he grew, he said, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming on, son, I don't. Together then, you know we'll have a good time then. Well, my son, Tim, just the other day, said thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Could you teach me to throw? I said, oh, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away and smiled. And he said, you know, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue with the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know where. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Just the other day,
moved away. I called him up just the other day. I'd like to see you if you don't mind. You said I'd love to die if I could find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the boo. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue in the metal room. When you're coming home, son, I don't know where. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue in the metal room. We'll be right back.
death wish. It ain't no Magnum 5.
It's aim on target. It's downtown. Don't need no beer cans. Cat sleeping on the ground. This ain't my target, baby. Downtown. It's downtown. It's downtown.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That one goes out to Cal. Holiday in Cambodia. Dead Kennedys from Mutiny on the Bay live. Man. I went to go get a drink. It wasn't in the studio, if anyone from the studio is listening. But I spilt my drink. It's gone. I had a large iced tea. Now, I know my friend Schmel is out there delivering pizzas. I know he's not online, but maybe since Cal's listening and good friends with Schmel, they're both in the same bands. Tell him if he's around the neighborhood to bring me an iced tea so I can stay for a couple more hours. I need a drink, damn it. Now I got like sugary water here. Ugh. Well, we're on Dead Kennedys and doing the punk thing, I will mention Dictators will be coming to town. When? When is it? September 16th? Let me double check. Should know this by heart because I'll be hosting it. I'll be emceeing it. September 16th, the Dictators with Glider. That's Cal and Schmel, who should be bringing me an iced tea. Dan Glider. The Modifiers will be there. Stigmatics. Liars. Will be a great show. That's all at the Once Ballroom in Somerville. Dictators. They'll sound kind of like this. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Ramones, their Roots of Hatred. That demo from Subterranean Jungle, 1983. Dictators before that. California Sun from their first album, Go Girl Crazy. Dead Kennedys, Holiday in Cambodia. Thunders, Chinese Rocks, Downtown. Neil Young, Downtown. Same name, different song. Hey, you have a request, 855-915-9636. Somebody asked for Moving Sidewalks. Billy Gibbons' old band. I couldn't find it in the system, but maybe I'll look in the vinyl. Since I'm not getting a ton of requests, maybe I'll have to dig, put on a couple of songs here, and go look. Because I'm all alone here, man. Again, 855-915-9636. Give me a call. Let me know what you want to hear. Marie, lovely Marie, she wants to hear Patti Smith, Glitter in Their Eyes from Gung Ho.
geographical modern lover song about the North Shore. Because we're going to slow it way down and do 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 8 o'clock in Boston, and Filene's has just locked up. It's so good to see stars. I thought we'd lost them. So I say, fly into the mystery and drive your car to Beverly. Fly into the mystery. Fly into the mystery. Uh-huh. Well, it's 8 o'clock in the amusement park, and the boyfriend has lost his girlfriend. Now he wanted her so hard, but she went to New York, and it was terrible. I say, fly into the mystery.
Undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Hi, this is David Lowry from Cracker, and you're listening to Brian Young on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
was standing like the last rock band on the planet. Of vapor trails and alpine skies. It's all green fields, yellow flowers, and brown liquor, or brown liquor. Bugs got a job in the Catskills. Met some fraulein along the way. Took her home, but then she